So we are continuing Be'ezus Hashem from the Chof Zayin Amud Aleph. We saw yesterday, and as Moshe Zelig mentioned, we're coming out to a little bit of a complicated Gemara. We saw yesterday a machloikis between Abaya and Rava. And the machloikis was, in order to be possible for Eidos, is it only in a case of Gezel or even not a case of Gezel? The difference was, for example, if somebody eats nevela lahachis, not l'te'ovon. If he eats it l'te'ovon, then he's just doing so to save money. So that's, once again, that's like a type of gezela. He's clearly interested in his money. But if he eats nevela lahachis, just rachmona litzlan, to anger Hashem, then that is not for monetary reasons. And we saw machlokes, Abaya and Rava, would it be possible for Eidos? So the Gemara is now suggesting that that machlokes between Abaya and Rava may well be parallel to a machlokes Tanoim. And the Gemara used that very important word, neima, let us suggest, which always means that the Gemara is going to back down eventually. So we need to work out, why did we initially think that the machlokes Abaya and Rava parallels the machlokes Tanoim, which is going to be Reb Meir and Reb Yosi, stage one. And then stage two is, why is the Gemara eventually going to back down? So let's take this slowly, stage by stage, even when the Gemara is complicated. But if we do it slowly, then Be'ezus Hashem, everything will be clear. So go to the very first word on the line, Neima Ketanoi. The first word on the line of the Gemara, Neima Ketanoi. Says the Gemara, Neima Ketanoi. Let us suggest that the machlokes between Abaya and Rava, whether or not somebody who eats Nevela Lahachis or Vipassa Le'edos, which all depends on does it have to be Chomos or not, let us suggest that actually this is a machlokes Tanoim. Okay, so let's have a look. What is the machlokes Tanoim? So this we began yesterday. Eid, Zoymein, Posel, Lechol, Hatoi, Rakula, Divrei, Remeir. Remeir says the rule is very simple. If somebody is proven to be an Eid Zoymein, he is Posel for all Eidos. We're not getting involved now. Is he Posel retroactively? Is he Posel only from now on? That's a machlokes earlier on. That's not our discussion. He's definitely Posel at least from now on. With regard to what Eidos? So Reb Meir holds for every Eidos. Whatever he testifies on, whether he's about to testify on matters of money, whether he's about to testify on matters of nefoshos, makes no difference. He's always posel le'Eidos. That is the opinion of Reb Meir. Reb Yosi says, no, there is a distinction. Reb Meir holds there's no distinction. He is posel for absolutely everything. Says Reb Yosi, no, Bamed Varim Amurim, Shehuzam Bedine Nefoshois. If he was disproven, if he was shown to be an Eid Zoymim in matters of Nefoshois, well, obviously then he's posel for everything. Why? Because if an aid is prepared to lie, even in the case of nefoshos, that means he was willing and trying to put somebody to death, and even then he lied. So if he's suspicious, if he's suspect with regard to dinei nefoshos, obviously he's clearly suspect in lesser cases of dinei mamonos. Aval huzam bedinei mamonos, kosher ledinei nefoshos. But if he was proven to be an Eid Zoymein only in monetary issues, then we have no proof whatsoever that he'd be willing to lie and put somebody to death. He was willing to lie and make somebody pay money. Yes, that he was prepared to do. But he was not prepared, at least we have no precedent and no basis to suggest, that he would lie even in the case of Dinei Nefoshes. That is the end of the Machlokes Tanoim. So again, what is the machlokes Tanoim? This is the machlokes. According to the first shitta, which is Reb Meir an Eid Zaymeim is possible for all Eidos, and it makes no difference whether it's Nefoshes or Mominus. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, no, not so simple. It depends on what type of Eidos he was discovered to be an Eid Zaymeim. If he was an Eid Zaymeim and Dini Nefoshes, yes, he's possible for everything. If he was only an Eid Zaymeim and Mominus, then it'll be possible for Mominus, but he will not be possible for Dini Nefoshes. Now, let's take this slowly, Rabbi Yossi. In what way is this machloikus between Reb Meir and Rabbi Yossi possibly parallel to the machloikus between Rava and Abaya? What were Rava and Abaya debating? Again, let's get this 1,000% clear. They were talking about somebody eating nevela lahachis. There is no element of momoin in there whatsoever. The reason why he's doing it is not for any financial gain. Rather, he's doing it just, rachmona litzlan, to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we had a machloikus. Is he posel eidus or is he not posel eidus? Then we moved on. We've got a second machloikus, tanoim. Somebody who is a eid zaymein in dinei momonos, will he also be disqualified from dinei nefoshes? Reb Meir says he's disqualified from everything. Rabbi Yossi says no. Says the Gemara. Neima. Abaya k'Rabbi Meir, v'Rava k'Rabbi Yossi. So now we're mapping things out. The Gemara hasn't explained yet. Let us suggest Abaya was the one who said that if somebody eats nevela lahachis, then he is posel. He is posel. Let's get that absolutely clear. According to Abaya, if you eat nevela la'achis, you are posel la'edus. We are, for some reason, not yet clear why, we are paralleling that opinion. Abaya holds that if you eat nevela la'achis, you are posel la'edus. So what is the principle that you see in Abaya? We apparently see that it does not need to be money related. When a person eats nevela la'achis, there is no question of momonos. It's nothing to do with money. He's not doing it for any financial gain. That's not why he's doing it. He's doing it just to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmona Litzlan. Says Abaya, it makes no difference to me. He is nonetheless posel eidus. The Gemara is matching him up with Rabbi Meir. What did Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir said that when an Eid Zayman is proven to be an Eid Zayman, he is posel in all cases, nefoshes or momonos. So why is that a parallel? So the Gemara now explains. Abaya k'Reb Meir de Omar, because he says, Omrinon mikula l'chumra. What does it mean, mikula l'chumra? Reb Meir says that if an Eid Zayman is proven to be an Eid Zayman, he's posel in all cases. That means even if he was disproven, he was shown to be a liar in cases of momonos, he is still disqualified even in cases of nefoshes. That's going from lightweight to heavyweight. He was never shown to be a liar in dinei nefoshes. He was only shown to be a liar in dinei momonos. That's a kula, meaning that's a lightweight, relatively. That's a lightweight case. And nonetheless, we consider him posel even in dinei nefoshes. That means Reb Meir holds you go mikula l'chumra. Even if he was shown to be a liar in a lightweight case, that would still disqualify him in a heavyweight case. And I'm sorry to tell you, once you're suspect in lying in cases of momonos, well, the sky's the limit. We have to be prepared. We have to be concerned that you may even lie in cases of nefoshes, even though it's an upgrade, even though it's a much more severe case. And there might, in theory, be room to argue that, no, he would only lie in a lightweight case. who said you would lie in a heavyweight case? And Rameya says, no, 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 I don't accept that argument. Even mikula lechumra. Even mikula lechumra. What has that got to do with Abaya's opinion? Did Abaya ever say that we go mikula lechumra? All Abaya said was, if you eat nevelois lahachis, where there is no element of financial interest, that's not why you're doing it, you're doing it just to anger Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're posel eidos. How does that parallel Rameya? What is the Gemara's suggestion over here? Well, that parallels Rameya, because Rameya says that if you're posel, you became disqualified in cases of Dine Mominos, you are considered suspicious also in Dine Nefoshes, even though it's going to be Kula Lechumra, you're apostle. Why is that a parallel? Why is that a parallel? Yes, Reb Levi. Rashi's about to explain.
Okay, then forget it. Go ahead.
So have a look at Rashi and then we'll get back. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Abaya Kerameya. Dahainu nami mikula lechumra. Because Abaya is also telling us you go from kula lechumra. How so? The oichel neveilois. When a person eats neveilois, ra lashomayim. He has been considered evil with regard to Shomayim. That's an Avera bein Odom lemokim. But ve'einoi ra lebrios, but that's not committing an evil against other people. So you cannot say that if somebody eats nevela, that's he's transgressed bein Odom lechaveroi. No, it's bein Odom lemokim. Okay. Avol meid. Sheker b'momoin, but imagine somebody would testify falsely in cases of financial cases. Do you now agree that's bein odom l'chaveiroi and also bein odom l'mokim? Why is it both? Well, obviously it's bein odom l'mokim because you've said a lie, and it's bein odom l'chaveiroi because you've caused somebody else, at least you're trying to, a financial loss. That's ra l'ashomayim. That is bad for Shamayim, that's bad for the Briois, for other people. Shahare mafsidon be'edusai. Because you're being mafsid them, you're causing them financial loss with your edus. V'koposilei Abaya. And Abaya still says, your posel mishum neveilois le'edus mamoim. So what's Rashi telling you? Abaya was machadish. If somebody eats nevela, well, then he's posel le'edus. Now, what does it mean, posel le'edus? What can he not do? He cannot come to Bezdin and testify in cases of finance, in momentous. What's a worse avera? To eat nevela or to give false testimony? What's a worse avera? So Rashi's pointing out that to give false testimony is a worse avera, because that is bein odom lemakom and also bein odom lashamayim. It's a double whammy avera. Whereas eating nevela might be very severe, but it's only bein odom lemakom. So why does Abaya say that if somebody eats nevela, he's posel le'edus? You are going from lightweight to heavyweight. You're telling me that if somebody is suspect on a lightweight Avera, well, then he's suspect to lie in the case of Eidos, even though that's a heavyweight Avera, because it's Bein Odom Lemokim and also Bein Odom Lechaveiroi. So what do I see from Abaya? I see from Abaya that even if you are over, relatively speaking, a lightweight Avera, that still renders you posel in a heavyweight avera. You go mikula lechumra. That is an exact parallel to Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir also said that if you are caught being an eid zaymim in cases of dinei mamonos, you are posel la'edos even in dinei nefashis, even though that's a much more severe aveira. If somebody lies in the case of dinei nefashis, obviously we all appreciate that's a much worse aveira. So that, says Rashi, is the parallel between Abaya and Rav Meir. They are both considering somebody who was over a lightweight aveira to be suspect that he might now be over a larger aveira. That is the common denominator. So let's review that once more, slowly. The common denominator between Abaya and Rav Meir is they are both saying that when somebody is over a relatively speaking lightweight aveira, which we call a chumrah, they are nonetheless suspect even now of being over a heavyweight aveira, which we call a chumrah. That is the common denominator. How does this manifest itself? Well, in the case of Abaya, we're talking about somebody who ate nevela. Somebody who eats nevela is relatively speaking a lightweight aveira. Why is that lightweight? Because it's only Bein Odom Lamokim. And nonetheless, what are you telling me? That he cannot give Eidos, he's suspect that he might lie in the case of Dinei Mamonos, even though if he would do that, that would be Bein Odom Lachavei, right? And also Bein Odom Lamokim. And you're still telling me that he's suspect, even though he's only being caught doing a lightweight Aveira, you're telling me he's suspect now being over a heavyweight Aveira. That's exactly the same as Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir said that if somebody lied in the case of Mominus, which we all agree is a relatively lightweight Aveira, he is nonetheless now suspect of lying in the case of Dine Nefoshois, even though that's a heavyweight Aveira. So that therefore seems to parallel, Rebbe Meir and Abaya seem to be saying the same principle, that once you are considered to be a Rasha with regard to a lightweight Aveira, I'm very sorry to tell you, you're on a slippery slope, and we have to now suspect that you're going to lie even in a heavyweight Aveira. Yeah, Reb Larry.
I think there's a difference between Reb Meir and Abaya, because Abaya is saying that if you are over Nevelis lahachis, Bein Odom lamakom, even though that's a lightweight, you're then also not allowed to do Dine Mamonos, which is more severe because it's both Bein Odom lamakom, Bein Odom lachavero.
Correct.
But in Rav Meir's case, even though murder is, well, Nefoshos is more severe, but they're both Bein Odom lamakom and Bein Odom lachavero.
True.
Because, so true. Therefore, even though this is a severity, but there's still this, he can make the comparison because it's still in the same, having both Bein Odom lamakom and Bein Odom lachavero. So I think there's a distinction between them.
There's a distinction, but l'chore the Gemara is saying that's not enough to make a chiluk. Because even though you're right, both Mamonos and Nefoshos are Bein Odom lachavero and Bein Odom lamakom, but there clearly is an upgrade. No question about it, it's a worse aveira. It's definitely a worse aveira to have somebody killed than it is to have him pay $1,000. So how do we know that just because he's going to lie and get somebody to pay $1,000, he's now going to lie and have somebody killed? That's a big jump. Says the Gemara, okay, that seems to parallel Abaya, who says, yeah, that once you're on a slippery slope, if you're over the small Aveira, I have to now be concerned you're going to go for the big one as well. Let's look back into the Gemara. Abaya Kerebi Meir. The Omar Reb Meir seems to say, Omrinon, that we do in fact say, Mikula Lechumra, from the lightweight to the heavyweight. And that's manifest both in the case of Abaya and in the case of Reb Meir. That's on the one hand of the coin. On the other side of the coin, the Rava seems to hold Kerebi Yaisi. Remember, what did Reb Yaisi say? That we never consider an upgrade. You might be over the same or less Aveira, but we have no grounds or no evidence to suggest that you're now going to be over the heavyweight Aveira, says the Gemara. Da'oma mi'chumra l'kula omrinon. From the heavyweight to the lightweight, yes, we would say. But mikula lechumra lo yomrinon. But from going from a lightweight to heavyweight, that Rabbi Yosi says, I'm sorry, I'm not prepared to say. Therefore, just because he lied in the case of dinei momonos, how do you know he will lie in the case of dinei nefoshes? He's not possible for that. And that seems to parallel Rava. Rava also says that when you eat nevelos, you are not possible leedus. Now let's see, the Gemara is going to give a teretz, and maybe Reb Larry, your teretz will in fact be the Gemara's teretz. Says the Gemara, Aliba de Reb Yosi kula alma loy pligi. Says the Gemara, you're right. If you go with Reb Yosi, what did Reb Yosi say? Reb Yosi said that we do not upgrade the Avera. If it was over a small Avera, you have no evidence to back up any concern that he will be over a big Avera. Fine. If that's the case, you're right. We have to admit that cannot possibly fit with Abaya. What did Abaya say? Abaya said if you eat nevelos, then you are apostle for everything. So Abaya clearly upgrades, and Rabbi Yosi clearly does not. That is not reconcilable. Yes, says the Gemara, I've got to grant it to you. However, ki pligi aliba de Rabbi Meir. But one can still debate, what about Reb Meir? Reb Meir says that we upgrade. And that if he was over, if you lied in the case of Momonos, we would pasul him even in the case of Nefoshes. Now, does that necessarily exclude one of the opinions Abaya and the Rava, says the Gemara? Actually not. Abaya Karabi Meir. Yes, Abaya obviously slots in very neatly with Reb Meir. Abaya holds that yes, we do in fact upgrade. If he eats Nevela, then he may well tomorrow lie in the case of Momonos. That fits in perfectly with Reb Meir. Says the Gemara, you know something? Rava can also fit in with Reb Meir. The Rava, you know what Rava says? Ad kan lo ikoma Rabbi Meir hosam. Reb Larry, I think this is your answer. Do you know why Reb Meir over there says we're prepared to upgrade from a lie in cases of Momonos to a lie in cases of Nefoshos? Elo gabe eid zoimeim. Reb Meir was only talking about an eid zoimeim. Here comes your chilek, Larry. De momoin, de ra lashomayim, vera lebriois. Yes, there is an added severity, but it's only in quality, not in quantity, meaning both Dine Momonos and also Dine Nefoshes is always a double Avera. I do agree that the double Avera in the case of Nefoshes is more severe, but that's only in quality, not in quantity. So that's a much smaller upgrade. I'm not going from one Avera to two Averas. I'm going from two small Averas to two big Averas. Aval Hocha, but in the case of Nevela, that's a much bigger jump. Because it's dera la shomayim. Yes, he was over bein odon lamokoyim, but ve'ein ra lebriois. Therefore, loy. In that case, maybe Reb Meir would agree to Rava. So I think, Larry, you're mechaven to the Gemara's teretz. In other words, we're distinguishing between different types of upgrades. You can have an upgrade from two small averas to two big, or an upgrade from one Avera to two. The Gemara says that's a much bigger jump. So if somebody eats Nevelos, how many Averas was he over? Or how many aspects of the Avera? There's only one. Because when you eat Nevela, that is Ben Odom Lamokim, but there is no element of Ben Odom Lachavera at all. That's why Rava says, and Reb Meir may well agree, that you do not upgrade that to pastel him now in Eidus and say, oh, well, now he's going to be suspicious of being over Bein Odom Lamokim and also Bein Odom Lachaveiroi. We have no evidence to suggest that he's going to be over Bein Odom Lachaveiroi. So therefore, even though Reb Meir says that we do upgrade, and if he was over a small Aveira, we have to be concerned he's going to be over a bigger avera, but that's only if it's bigger, not if it's more averas. Let's have a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Aliba de Rabbi Yosi de Kulam Olay Plig. Kloima. What this means to say is as follows: Abaya Vadai Lav Rabbi Yosi Motzi Leukma Lemilsa. There is no way that you can reconcile Abaya and Rabbi Yosi. Abaya says in the case of Nevelos that the guy is possible. That does not fit in with Rabbi Yosi. The Kevin, the Omar, Rabbi Yosi, the Momon Lenafasha is Loi Nifsal. Rabbi Yosi says that you do not go from Momon to Nefasha, you do not upgrade. Afal Gav, the Momon have a Rala Shemaim, the Rala Briyos. Kol Shekain, the Menevela, the Momon Loi Ifsal. So obviously, clearly, Rabbi Yosi would hold if you can't upgrade from Momonus to Nefasha's, you definitely can't upgrade from Nevela to Momon. And yet, Ula Abaya says, you're possible. So Al Korche Tanoi, here we're going to have to say it's a Machlokes Tanoim. There's no way that we could possibly reconcile it. But the other side of the coin we can, says Rashi, Ki Plidi Alibidra Meir, Klemal Rova, Loi Tukma Ketanoi. But Rova will not be limited, will not be attached only to one opinion of the Tanoim. The Rava afilu aliba de Remeya, because Rava can even fit in with Remeya. Omar Lemilse, he said his matter. It means even Remeya, who says that what? That a person, we do an upgrade from Kula Lechumra, but that's only an upgrade in quality, where he was over a double aspect Avera. So then, yes, we have to be concerned, he'll be over now a larger double aspect Avera. But in the case of Nevela, which was never a double aspect, all it was Ben Odom La Mokoim. We have no proof, no evidence, no basis to say that he would lie now in a completely different type of Avera, even if it incorporated Ben Odom La Chavera. Yes, Rabbi Larry.
Now that we open the door to these quantity quality things, couldn't Abaya come back and say, yeah, but you know what's going on here? The guy's not eating a nevela lahachis. We learn ben adam lechavera from Hashem. Hashem tells us he makes these laws. So if a guy's already saying lahachis, I'm mad at Hashem, I'm not following his laws, so how can we trust him to follow the laws of ben adam lechavera also? But his character is in question. That's why I say, if I'm Abaye, the guy's saying I'm mad at Hashem, therefore I don't follow his rules. Then he can't be trusted to follow ben adam lechavera either.
Yeah, good point. You mean the Gemara really could have said that Abaya could also fit in with all opinions? Abaya may well tell you that the reason why I hold that Nevela Lahachis is possible because that's the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. I'm not interested in it's only been on Lamokim, but look what a been on Lamokim it is. It's like being over Avodah Zarah. If the guy's prepared to be over Avodah Zarah, then probably he's prepared to steal 10 cents from somebody else as well. Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. Okay, so let's now press pause for a moment, take a deep breath. Where are we up to now? The Gemara initially brought a machlekes, Abaya, and Rava. What was the machlekes once again? Nevela lahachis, are you posel for edus? Abaya said, you're posel. Rava said, you're kosher. If you remember earlier on, the Gemara seemed completely to disprove Abaya's opinion. In fact, the Gemara used a very sharp terminology. What was that? Tiyuvta. Tiyuvta means opgefregt. Reb Larry, how do you translate opgefregt into English? You're on mute, huh?
I don't even speak it. I don't speak it.
Opgefregt. You speak your own English. Opgefregt means, as the Americans would call it, what do you guys call it? Slam dunk, finished. Game, set, and match. It's all of your
I call it, you know what I call it? I learned this new thing a few years ago. I call it Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle. So I'll give you an example of opgefregt. My oldest son, Yisrael, who's now Baruch Hashem become a father, when he was about 3 or 4 years old, my wife served him some carrots, and he didn't want to eat the carrots. So I told Yisrael, please eat your carrots. He said, I don't like them. So I told Yisrael what my father told me when I was a kid. And I said to him, Yisrael, it's good to eat carrots. It's very healthy for your eyes. How do I know? Because rabbits eat carrots. And have you ever seen rabbits wearing glasses? That's what my father used to tell me. So it's a raya gemura that apparently carrots are good for your eyes because rabbits eat carrots. And have you ever seen a rabbit wearing glasses? So Yisrael on the spot says to me, excuse me, daddy, you eat carrots and you do have glasses. And cows do not eat carrots and they also do not have glasses. That is called opgefricht. That is, I told Yisrael, you know what? You don't have to have your carrots. Finish. Good time. That's a good catch. So back to our subject, we're allowed to, I think, be a little bit humorous.
Raising smart kids is very problematic, Rip.
Well, you remind me, Reb Larry, when the great Briskerov was a young kid, very young kid. Like you said, it's not easy to raise smart kids. So the Briskerov, one Shabbos morning, had a fight with his brother. And he got very angry with him. So the Briskerov's father, Reb Chaim Brisker, said to the Briskerov, how can you get angry on Shabbos? Do you know, if you get angry, it's like lighting a fire. You're getting all red in the face. You're going all mad. So it's like lighting a fire. So you're over the melacha of Mavir. You're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. Look what you're being over. So on the spot, the Briskerov, as a young kid, answered back to his father, fine. He says, I accept the Musa. But now that I have got angry, I would assume, therefore, it's also for me to calm down, because otherwise that would be a malacha of extinguishing a flame. Kibbutz. So not so partial to raise smart kids. I'll call Poni Vayfen. Rabbi Yisai, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar tomorrow night, so we're allowed to be get into the mode of Simcha Misashem. There is a discussion, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, does that apply to Adorishain? My Heilige Zeda, the Chassam Sofer, signs off a tshuva, and he dates it Ador Rishain, and then he adds Chodesh Shemarbin Boi B'Simcha. So you see the Zechi of Simcha even in Ador Rishain, so it all starts over here. I'll call upon him, the Gemara said Tiyuvta Da Abaya. Tiyuvta. Abaya says that when you eat Nevela La'achis, you're posel La'edos, and we bought a Tiyuvta. And if you remember, we said this is a very, very fundamental Shaila. We're not just discussing Hilchos Nevela, we're really discussing a general Shaila. In order to be posel La'edos, does it have to be Chomos? Does it have to be a momentous issue? And Abaya said, your apostle apparently does not have to be momentous, and he was disproven. Now, normally when the Gemara says Tiyuvta, that really is Bob's your uncle. That really is game, set, and match. It's all over. There's no comeback from there. But here, like every rule has an exception, or almost every rule, here is an exception. Because look what the Gemara now says. V'hilchasa Kvose da Abaya. The halacha is, in fact, like Abaya. 1 second, says the Gemara, I don't understand. But he was disproven. So how can you possibly say that we follow Abaya's opinion? He was disproven because we had a brisa that seemed clearly to suggest you're only ever posel le'edos if it's financial cases, not like Abaya. Says the Gemara, yeah, but now finally I've got a teretz. Hayi Reb Yosi. That brisa that said that you're only posel le'edos if you're involved in momonos, that's Reb Yosi. That's Reb Yosi. But don't forget, there was an opposing opinion called Reb Meir. So we're going to have to hold it over here because we're running out of time. Mitz Hashem, no. Next time we'll take this up because there is a further twist in this saga. But Be'ez Hashem, we have to hold it over here. For those who are interested, we'll have a parasha shir tonight. Be'ez Hashem, and then we'll resume this Gemara beginning of next week. Mitz Hashem.